Amen. Let me ask if you have a copy of God's Word to open with me again to the book of Acts, and once again to the second chapter in the book of Acts. I'm so thankful for the themes and the songs that we have sung together this morning, putting our hope in Christ. And no matter what is going on in the world around us, He lives, He reigns, and He calls us to trust Him, and He is trustworthy. Amen. And so today we're going to remind ourselves of that by looking at a passage of Scripture that we have looked at already. I told you already that today was going to be different. It's already different because we changed from the bulletin, but even if we followed it, the bulletin is different this morning. I'm getting up a little earlier than normal to preach, and don't worry, I'm not going to preach longer than normal because of that. In fact, I may set a record today for the shortest message I have ever preached at First Baptist Church, Moultrie. And I'm going to ask if you would, if you found your place, Acts chapter 2. We're going to look at verse 42 through 47, and you may say, wait a second, isn't that what we looked at last week? And the answer is yes. We're going to look at it again, not for me to re-preach that message, but for us to apply it. And so if you have your place, follow along with me as I read this text again. We're going to share a few thoughts, and then we'll live it out. Acts 2, verse 42, Luke gives this picture of the church, and he says that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. Would you pray with me this morning as we review God's Word together? Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that you reign, that you are our hope. God, you're our hope now and forevermore. And you, Lord, you're worth putting our hope in because you're faithful and true. You're worthy. And God, we praise you. This morning, as we come together as the body of Christ, I thank you, Lord, that your word is just as true as it was a few days ago, and it always has been and always will be. And so, Lord, today I pray that we would cling to it and find our hope in it. And God, even more than just information today, we want to live out what it is that we have studied. God, so help us to see a picture today of a healthy church. And God, I pray that the things that we study today would be said of us here at First Baptist. We love you, Father. Speak now. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you remember back to your college days, those of you who attended college somewhere, you may remember having to take those science classes, right? They were kind of part of the core, the required things that you had to do. And if you remember, there usually were two aspects to it. You had your class, let's say it was biology. You would have biology class where you'd sit there and you'd hear the lectures and you'd take your notes and all that stuff. And then you would have biology lab, right? And you would go to the lab and you would, you know, cut apart animals and things like that. You do the stuff that you learned about from the textbook and from the teacher earlier in the week. Well, today, that's the goal. The goal is for today to be the lab, not to cut things up, but to apply, right? To learn, to live out what we learned last week. If you were not here last week, good for you. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt today and giving you some help and some notes. If you look in your notes, you're going to see a little review there. For those who were here last week, there's a chance for you to review it. But last week, we were in Acts chapter 2, verse 42 through 47, looking at this model of a healthy church, the model of the early church in this passage, and we focused on what they did and what God did there in their midst. And ultimately, we looked at that big idea, and it's the same one today, so look at it there. It's in your notes. It's on the screen. When God's people are devoted to the church, God's power is displayed in the church. And so we looked at the early church in both of those lenses. What did they do? What were they devoted to? And then how was God's power displayed? And so we broke the message down into two fourfold parts. First of all, we looked at the four emphases of a healthy church. What were the four things that the early church was emphasizing? What were they devoted to? And you see it there in your notes as well, that they were devoted to four things: the teaching of the Bible, the fellowship of the body, the breaking of the bread, and the prayers of the bold. Those four things, and we talked about each one. They devoted themselves to studying God's word under the teaching of the apostles. They devoted themselves to getting together in fellowship. If you remember the word koinonia, right? Deep community, not just eating a covered dish meal, but spending time together, both informal worship and outside formal worship in their homes. They devoted themselves to the Lord's Supper, the breaking of bread, is the passing of the elements, the Lord's Supper, remembering his death, burial, and resurrection. And then lastly, they devoted themselves to prayer, not just the we have to prayer, not the prayers just for the sick people, but deep, heartfelt, bold prayers, asking for God to move in the life of the early church. But if you remember, there was a word that we focused on. They didn't just do those things, they were devoted to those things. And I gave you that word. It's today's sermon title. Proskartereo is the word. And so today we're doing proskartereo practice. We're going to be putting into practice, hopefully, these four things. They were devoted to those things. It means to be intensely in pursuit of something. It means to be sold out for something, right? I'm giving my all in pursuit of this. They were devoted to the word, to fellowship, to the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. And so then what did God do as a result? We looked at the four experiences of a healthy church. What does God do when his people devote themselves to the things that he calls us to devote ourselves to? Once again, four things: the awakening of awe, the working of wonders, the harmony of hearts, and the salvation of souls. We saw each of these experiences in the rest of our passage. What did God do? He awakened a sense of fear and awe. The church had a healthier view of God. They remembered the greatness and the glory of God, and their hearts were stirred for him. Then God worked wonders, miracles, miraculous things happened in the life of the early church. And we said that we want to see God move in mighty ways, in such a way that people in Moultrie say, God's doing something amazing in the context of this church. And then we saw, thirdly, the harmony of hearts, the supernatural unity, right? They didn't just spend time together once a week. They didn't just do things because they had to. They loved to get together, and they were together in their homes and outside their homes and in the church formal activities. And just day to day, they loved to be together and were generous and kind to one another because there was a deep sense of unity in the church. And then lastly, God brought about the salvation of souls. Day by day, every day, people come into faith in Christ as the church devoted themselves to these four things. And so that was the picture we saw of the early church. But here's what we reminded ourselves of. This wasn't just a description of the early church. It's a pattern for every church, that this is what God calls every church to be like. You remember the word prescriptive, right? These verses prescribe for us what a healthy church is going to emphasize, devoting ourselves to those four things and watching God do the four experiences that the early church studied. And so we finished last week, if you remember, with a question. I asked this question individually and corporately. Are we a devoted church, or are we just doing church? Are we a devoted church, or are we just doing church? The idea is that if we're not careful, we can check our boxes and say, yeah, we do those things, but are we devoted to those things? Proskartereo, pursuing those things intensely, sold out. God, there's nothing else we want to do but pursue you in these areas. And so that was where we left off last week. And so this week, what we want to do is we want to go to the lab, and we want to put these things into practice. We're going to have some time in this service this morning where we do each of those four things. We're doing the first one right now. We're teaching the word and watching and listening to the word. Tonight, a little plug, tonight we're going to have an intentional time of fellowship that I hope that you'll come and be a part of tonight, 5:30 in the social hall. We are going to do it the Baptist way. We're going to eat and have food and be together, but it's an intentional time to gather as the body. But then the rest of the service, we're going to do those two other things, prayer and the Lord's Supper. But before we do those things, I just want to remind you or give you three little applications. This is extra. This isn't last week. This is new. But just to frame our hearts and minds before we proceed, three things I want to leave you with. First of all, salvation must precede devotion. Salvation must precede devotion. Here's the reminder. Before we can be devoted to God, we must know God. We must have a relationship with him. And here's the danger. Listen to me. Here's the danger. The danger is we can come together as a church and we hear the sermon on being devoted and we see the four things and we say, all right, I've got to do those four things. And if I do those four things, that's how I earn favor with God. And that is not at all what this passage says. Today, we do not want to be guilty of devoting ourselves to activity and works in order to get right with God. That is not the gospel. I want to remind you of the context here. Why did the church devote themselves to those four things? It's because of what happened in verse 41. Verse 42 says they devoted themselves to these things, but what happened before that? Acts 2:41. Peter had just finished his sermon, right? So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls, and then they devoted themselves to those things. Salvation comes first. Devotion comes second. The worst thing you can do today is to come in here and say, I checked all my boxes, rather than making sure that you know Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. The gospel precedes the devotion. What did Peter do? He preached about Jesus, that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came. He died on the cross. He was buried, and he rose again. The hope of the resurrection gives us the hope of eternal life. And what was the call? To repent of sin and believe upon Christ and be baptized. Today, you need to do that before you do anything else. You need to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Salvation precedes devotion. Secondly, this passage is a snapshot, not a sermon. This passage is a snapshot, not a sermon. If you're one of the five people who listen to me and Rob do a podcast every week on the post-sermon stuff, you got this one for free last week, okay? If you don't know about the podcast, there's a link in your notes. Rob and I, typically, sometimes it's Eric, Brian, we try to talk about the previous week's sermon and some application and things. This came up in our discussion this week. You know, as we look at this passage of Scripture, I think we've got to remember something. Acts 2:42 through 47 is not Peter preaching to the church what they need to do. It's not anybody standing up and saying, church, here are the four things that you need to do, like I did last week. What this is Luke, who's a third party, who's standing back observing what's happening in the church, and what he sees is they are doing these things. The church is devoted to these things. He just kind of takes a picture in time, and these are the hallmarks of the church. It's organic, kind of grassroots. The believers themselves are doing it. And here's the word. I emphasized the word devoted last week. I want to emphasize another word this week. In Acts 2:42, it says, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, the breaking of bread, fellowship, and the prayers. Not someone made them devote themselves. They did it themselves. Here's the reminder, church family. I mentioned this even in the little preview video. If we individually aren't devoting ourselves to this stuff, what we do corporately is not going to matter much. We have to individually be people who devote ourselves to the Lord. But then that leads us to our third application, and we'll wrap up. Devotion should be our regular experience, not the exception. Today, we're going to be doing things a little bit differently, right? But what we see in the life of the early church is they didn't just do this randomly one Sunday. They did this all the time. Look at verse 46. Day by day, attending the temple together, breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. Did you see the phrase? Day by day. Not once in a blue moon, not one time only, but no, we want to devote ourselves to these things every single day. And as they did that, God moved in a mighty way. Here's my prayer. Today we're going to do things a little different. And I'm not saying we're going to do it this way every Sunday. We probably won't, because I don't want to just get stuck in a pattern. But what we want to do is we want to be marked by these hallmarks regularly. We want this to be our reputation, that we devote ourselves to the Word, that we devote ourselves to prayer, we devote ourselves to one another, we devote ourselves to honoring Christ through the celebration of the Lord's Supper. May this not just be once in a while. May it be what's said of us on a regular basis so that God gets the glory for it. So as you think about this, let me just remind you of that big idea one more time. When God's people are devoted to the church, God's power is displayed in the church. And that's it. That's the message. It's a reminder of the text that we studied last week, and now is our opportunity to live it out. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a time of invitation. And yes, it's earlier in the service than you're used to, but we're going to have a moment to respond to the Word of God. Maybe today you need to get saved. Maybe today as a believer you need to repent and turn your life back to Christ. Maybe there's something that he's convicting you of, an area of devotion that maybe you need to seek him in. But we wouldn't have an opportunity this morning to respond to the word of the Lord before we continue with the other aspects of our service. So would you join me as we pray and prepare to go into our time of response? Father, I thank you for your word. And God, although our time this morning in it has been shorter than normal, Lord, that doesn't mean that your word is any less powerful or any less important. Lord, I pray that today we would have a better understanding of what it means to be the church and what it means to do what you've called us to do. And so right now, Lord, would you speak to our hearts and help us to respond? God, would you draw us into deeper devotion to you and to one another? And God, as a result, may you move in a mighty way in this faith family. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.